There's a new play in New York based on the events of September 11th. It's called The Guys and recounts the lives of some of the firefighters who died in the collapse of the World Trade Center. John Kalish reports.
Ann Nelson wrote The Guys in 9 days, working mostly after midnight when her kids were in bed. Her play has just two actors who portray a fire captain named Nick and a journalist named Joan.
That first week, I bought a coffee at Starbucks on the way to work, and the guy at the counter handed me my cup and said, "Here's your change. God bless America." And I took a breath and said, "Are your people okay?" And he said, "Only two missing. Only two." And I said, "I hope you can find comfort."
Nelson is a professor at Columbia University's School of Journalism. She says in the aftermath of the September 11th tragedy, she felt compelled to write something about the horrific attack in Lower Manhattan, but she didn't feel that she could approach it journalistically.
I have always been motivated by the stories and not the form. It's the content I find compelling, and then the question is to find the right vessel to put it into. It didn't make sense for me to run down to ground zero.
12 days after the attack, Nelson met a fire captain who wanted help writing eulogies for 8 of his men who were lost in the World Trade Center. Nelson worked with the captain several times, and then at a dinner party, she met a director who runs a small theater not far from where the World Trade Center stood.
I spoke to the fire captain, and I said, "I've been asked to write a play, and the last thing I want to do is do anything that would hurt you." And he said, "Go ahead and do it." He said, I want to stay anonymous. And I said, "Yeah, I can understand that, but I want the world to know about these guys." And he said, "Yeah, so do I."
The journalist is played by Sigourney Weaver. The fire captain is played by Bill Murray.
You know, once you read it, you have to do it. It's like taking a bite out of something. You got to finish it. And Miss Weaver asked me, and I saved her life twice in two different films. And this is just, it just keeps going on. It's
you
pattern.
You caused me nothing but trouble.
It's pattern recognition.
I wouldn't have been in that trouble.
Many of us in New York wanted to do something. We weren't in the right fields, and we have all been really desperate to do something, to thank the people who did do something, and to just try to share the burden of all of that.
Seated in two easy chairs on stage, Weaver and Murray paint a vivid picture of how one firehouse has been traumatized by the World Trade Center attack, in which more than 10% of the fatalities were firefighters.
You see, this is 350 men. In a bad year, we might lose maybe six. This is in one day, in 1 hour. That's 350 servicers. But if they keep digging and they find bodies, some of these families might want funerals to bury them. If each guy wants a service and a funeral, that's 700. We'll be at this for a year.
Playwright Ann Nelson, who didn't know the difference between an engine company and a ladder company before she met the fire captain, says she feels privileged to have gotten a glimpse into the lives of real New York City firefighters.
I really looked at the play as a way of paying homage, not to the day they died, but to what their lives are about. Every day, what they can do with their hands and their ingenuity, their understanding of disasters and their ability to combat them better than anyone else.
One of the firemen we meet in this drama is Barney Keppel, who the captain describes as a wild man who loves to work with metal. There's a probationary firefighter, a probie as they're known, named Jimmy Hughes, who was a bicycle racer. And there's Bill Doherty, a guy in his mid-40s, who really knew the city's nooks and crannies.
If Bill hadn't been a fireman, he could have been a food critic. Bill used to spend a lot of time in the kitchen talking to the guys and evaluating the cuisine. When Bill tried out a questionable dish, he could come up with some real zingers. The restaurants of New York are lucky he went into another line of work.
The director of The Guys is Obie Award winner Jim Simpson, who is married to Sigourney Weaver. He says it is the perfect production to address the calamitous events of September 11th.
As soon as I read it, I felt that it needed to be seen by New Yorkers as soon as possible. And that's one reason why we're doing the workshop, because in New York, the mode is we get hit with something and we move on and we don't think about it. But we really do have to absorb this one and let it reverberate, just to continue to be human and be sane about that. And this piece, I think, allows us to do that.
Among those attending the performance last night was Jack Deasy, who's been part of the fire department's team of eulogy writers.
At the fire department, we've been writing the 343 life histories of the firemen. And in doing this, you get to know those people. And they're gone. This just gives you such a sense of loss.
I want them back. All of them. That's all I'll settle for. I want them back. Just the way they were, I want them all back together again. And that's final.
Several firefighters were also in the audience last night, including Chris Jensen of Engine Company 207 in Brooklyn.
I thought we had a quiet little society, and it seems like the writer knew a lot more about us than people know about us. You know, we always knew what we did, mundane or heroic or tragic, but now everybody knows. But the same thing still stands, you know, little kids coming up and saying, hey, mister, when I grow up, I want to be a fireman. And just turn around and say, sorry, kid, can't do both.
The Guys runs through December 20th at the Flea Theater in Manhattan. There will also be a short run in January. For NPR News, I'm John Kalish in New York.